Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we hear music from singers who performed recently at the Meriwether Post Pavilion, answer a question about Native Americans, and report about a recent winner of the Heinz Family Foundation Awards. Dave Eggers is a respected American writer, publisher, and activist. Last month, the 37-year-old writer became the youngest person ever to win the yearly Heinz Family Foundation Award. Barbara Klein has more.
Every year, the Heinz Family Foundation gives awards to recognize the important and influential efforts of individuals in American society. The awards are given to people for their extraordinary work in areas including public policy, the environment, and the arts. Each winner receives $250,000 in prize money. Dave Eggers was named one of the winners. He is well known for his best-selling book, A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, published in 2000. It tells the true story of how he cared for his 8-year-old brother after their parents died. Last year, Eggers wrote What is the What?, another book that was praised by critics and the public. Eggers and Valentino Achak Dang cooperated in the fictional retelling of Dang's life story as one of the lost boys of Sudan. Profits from the book have been used to build schools and community centers in southern Sudan. Dave Eggers has used the money from his other successful books to educate children and support writers in this country. In 2002, he started the organization 826 Valencia, named for its street address in San Francisco, California. 826 Valencia is a writing laboratory. Its volunteers give free classes to teach writing skills to children. The group also organizes trips so students can meet with authors and enjoy projects like learning to make a book. 826 Valencia has expanded to 6 more cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Eggers said he will donate his prize money to these 7 centers. Dave Eggers also created a literary journal and publishing company called McSweeney's. The company started as a literary journal for publishing stories that other magazines had rejected. Now, the journal includes stories by well-known writers as well as newly discovered writers. One part of the company is called Believer Books. It helps find books by non-English-speaking writers and publishes them in English for the first time. Dave Eggers and 5 other people will receive the Heinz Family Foundation Awards at a private ceremony later this month in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Our listener question this week comes from Indonesia. Sho Lei asks about the lives of American Indians. American Indians have lived on the continent for thousands of years. European explorer Christopher Columbus named them Indians in the late 1400s. He thought his ship had reached a place called the Indies. There are more than 4 million American Indians and Alaskan natives in the United States. They belong to more than 500 Indian tribes. Many tribe members live on reservations. These are areas that the United States government set up for native tribes that had lost their lands to European settlers. There are about 300 Indian reservations in the United States. Some reservations are larger than American states. The United States Interior Department's Bureau of Indian Affairs supervises these territories. Tribes on reservations have limited self-rule. Generally, American Indians do not enjoy the same economic and educational success as other Americans. A continuing study by Harvard University says American Indians generally earn less money and have more unemployment than other Americans. The study says they also have higher rates of disease and die younger than other American groups. The Bureau of Indian Affairs provides education services to almost 50,000 Indian children in 184 schools. Experts from Harvard say college attendance rates among the Indian population is half that of the general population. But they also say the situation is improving. The experts say the number of Native American Indians seeking higher education has more than doubled in the last 20 years. Harvard researchers also say that the American Indian economy has grown at 3 times the national rate since the 1980s. Some of the improvement has come from expansion of the American Indian gambling industry. More than 200 Indian tribes have legalized gambling on their reservations. Native American casinos and other gaming businesses earn more than $20 billion each year. In spring, summer, and autumn, Americans like to attend outdoor music concerts. The Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland, is one popular place to enjoy music outside. It is in an area of protected land called Symphony Woods. This year, Meriwether held many kinds of concerts featuring jazz, country, and rock music. Faith Lapidus plays some of that music.
That was Infinita Maleza from Manu Chao's latest album, La Radiolina. The song tells about the painful effects that American foreign policy can have on poor populations. Manu Chao gave an energetic and exciting concert at Merriweather in June. This singer was born in Paris, France, to Spanish parents. He is very famous in South America and Europe, but is less well known in the United States. In his records, Manu Chao often sings in different languages about political oppression and the suffering of displaced people. Alison Krauss and her Union Station Bluegrass Band performed at Merriweather Post Pavilion in August. Krauss is popular for her clear, sweet voice and expert playing on the fiddle. She recently released an album called 100 Miles or More. Here is the song, Simple Love.
Little yellow house, sitting on a hill. That is where he lived, that is where he died. Every Sunday morning, hear the weeping willows cry. Two children born.
This month, the Shins will perform at Merriweather. This band is originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. The Shins are one of the more successful independent rock groups around today. Their latest album, Wincing the Night Away, is filled with imaginative and poetic songs. We leave you now with Red Rabbits.
Held to the center of the earth again, the place with its hot love, you know it hurts to breathe in. And the watershed you balance on is begging it. Well, did he ever know, will he ever know? The trees in the moonshine are a dark lattice. See a catalog of an angle you notice. In a vacuum you were charged to record this, so you won't make it easy on me. I can't go into this no more. It puts too many thorns on my mind. And the necessary balloon lies a corpse on the floor. We've pissed them far too many.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana Dimage and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Born on a desert floor, you've the deepest thirst. And you came to my sweet shore to indulge it. With the warm and drilling eyes of an orphan. But there is not enough, there's not enough. Out of a gunny sack for red rabbits. Into the crucible to be rendered an emulsion. And we can't allow a chance, they'd restore themselves. So we can't make it easy on